The James Webb Space Telescope, which launched in December of 2021, captured some images that could shake up what we know about the earlier days of the universe. They appear to show galaxies that, at least based on some current theories, probably shouldn't exist. One of the authors of that research joins us now to help us understand what's going on. Erica Nelson is an assistant professor of astrophysics at the University of Colorado Boulder. Erica, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thanks for having me. I'm from Minnesota, so this is very exciting.
One of our old neighbors. Good to have you back. Well, this Webb telescope, it's capturing a lot of images that, you know, of things we haven't seen before. Can you walk us through what you spotted here and why it stood out as something weird?
Yeah, this was definitely the most exciting discovery of my scientific career. The data were first released over the summer by Joe Biden in this big press conference. And then, you know, shortly after that, we got access to all the, you know, the data behind those beautiful images. And I immediately started looking for things that were in the James Webb image that weren't in the previous Hubble image. And my eyes were immediately drawn to these objects that were red and bright and didn't exist in James Webb. And it turns out when my colleague Rachel and I fit them, one of them was this remarkably massive, remarkably early galaxy. And we knew immediately that it shouldn't be there.
Why shouldn't it be there?
Well, the universe, we think, began with the Big Bang 14 billion years ago. And then after that, everything that we know had to assemble. And we think that things started assembling with first the littlest things like atoms, and then gradually building stars, and then eventually building little galaxies and then bigger galaxies. And so you shouldn't have really big galaxies for a really long time, because they are supposed to take a long time to grow. And so these things just shouldn't be there according to our current understanding of how the universe works.
How sure are we that these are in fact big galaxies that we're looking at?
We always need confirmation. So we're, yeah, you heard that, Hedge. So we are hoping to get additional data from James Webb that will definitively confirm or refute the nature of these objects. And so then we'll be able to say for sure. But the thing is if even one of these six objects turns out to be what we think it is, it's still a really big problem for our models of the early universe.
Yeah, what do we have to do then and revise to understand these if they are, as you say, big early galaxies?
Well, there's some people who would say that we need to change our cosmological theory, which, you know, really underlies everything we think we know about the universe that we live in, our origins, our fate, how all of the stars with all of the planets and the universe formed, how, you know, everything. That's possible. It's also possible that, you know, our understanding of how dark matter aggregates in the early universe could be wrong. Our understanding of how stars form in the early universe could be wrong. There's a whole host of possibilities if these things end up being right.
Now, one of the mind-blowing things for me as a layperson is when we're capturing images of galaxies really far away from us, because, you know, the light from them is poking along at the, you know, the speed of light, it also means we're looking into the past, like the very distant past. And I still have trouble wrapping my brain around that. Can you help me through that a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, I've never heard someone describe light as poking along, but I love that. That's great. I mean, in a cosmic sense, it is. Light, as you said, pokes along. It takes time to travel. So, you know, the light from our sun, which is our nearest star, that light actually takes 8 minutes to travel from the sun to us. So, you know, if the sun all of a sudden turned into a black hole, we wouldn't know for 8 minutes because we're still seeing the light, seeing the sun as it was 8 minutes ago. And so if you can take that concept and then apply it to the universe as a whole. And so things that are really far away, like these really distant galaxies, it takes 13.5 billion years for that light to travel to us. So we're really looking back to the beginning of the universe, which is just a mind-blowing concept.
Now, one other possibility here I've seen, I think you were talking about this in an interview I saw. If these aren't galaxies, they could be something different, like quasars? What's that?
Yeah, yeah. One of these, actually, we know is a quasar. It's a baby quasar. It's a cute little quasar. And so this is weird, right? So what a quasar is a quasar is a supermassive black hole that is eating its lunch. And so you don't think of black holes as being bright, right? Mm-hmm. Like, they're black holes. They're literally called black holes. But it turns out that when they're eating, they're actually some of the brightest objects in the universe.
So what does it mean if we're seeing these big quasars from then instead of big galaxies from then, I guess?
Yeah, so it turns out that, you know, another mystery in our understanding of the universe actually is how you form supermassive black holes. So we think that there is a supermassive black hole, like, you know, a billion times the mass of our sun, at, you know, in the center of most galaxies. And so, well, a million to a billion solar masses. But, and so we think that every galaxy harbors one of these really huge black holes, and how you actually make those black holes, we don't really understand, because it also doesn't seem like there's enough time in the history of the universe to form objects like that. So it would also be really exciting if a bunch of these ended up being baby quasars. We don't think that's the case for other reasons, but even having the one baby quasar is very exciting.
In our just last half a minute or so, years ago, I remember an astronomer told me you can divide astronomy into pre-Hubble telescope and post-Hubble. Is it the same kind of thing with this Webb telescope, the sort of things we're seeing?
I think it will be. Yeah, I mean, we're only 6 months into this telescope, and already there's been just absolutely groundbreaking discoveries. And I think the pace of discoveries is only going to accelerate as we have time to actually look at these data. And the nice thing is, this thing's going to be up for 20 years. So there's so much time for people to contribute and make their own discoveries.
Erica, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That's Erica Nelson, assistant professor of astrophysics at the University of Colorado Boulder, formerly, as we heard, of Minnesota. She talked to us about her research on what appear to be massive galaxies recently photographed by the James Webb Telescope, and why they may change our understanding of the development of the universe in its earlier days.